We're talking about the new wave of popular fiction coming out of Africa today. And here's something I bet you haven't encountered. African science fiction. So you know how whenever aliens come to Earth, they're always landing in places like Arizona or Iowa? Well, this time, they show up in Lagos, Nigeria. That's the premise of Lagoon, a new science fiction novel from Nnedi Okorafor.
Only two people on the beach witnessed the watery abduction of Adora and the two men. One was a young boy. His stomach was growling, but he forgot about his hunger for the moment. In the moonlight, he couldn't clearly see the creature, but as it walked out of the water, even he knew it wasn't human. All his mind would register was the word smoke. At least until the creature walked up to the quiet beach and stepped into the flickering light from one of the restaurants. By then, it had become a naked, dark-skinned African woman with long black braids. She reminded the boy of a woman whose purse he'd once stolen. She'd stood there for several moments watching the three people who came from three different directions and ended up standing right before each other. Then the strange woman creature silently ran back to the water and dove in like Mami Wata. Rubbing his itchy head, the boy decided that he was seeing things, as he often did when he grew confused. He flared his nostrils and breathed through his mouth as he tried to focus back on reality. The great booming sound rattled his brain even more. Then came the wave that looked like the hand of a powerful water spirit. The boy saw it take the three people, one who was a woman and two who were men. And just before it did, he saw one of those people throw a black bird into the air that caught itself and flew into the night. Nevertheless, he could not speak or even process any of this information, for he was both mute and mentally handicapped. He stared at where the three people had been and now were not. Then he smiled, saliva glistening in the left corner of his mouth, because somewhere deep in his restrained brain, he had a profound understanding that things around him were about to change forever, and he liked this idea very much.
Nnedi, that's from near the beginning of your most recent book, the science fiction novel Lagoon. Give us a thumbnail sketch. What happens in the book?
Lagos means lagoon in the language of Portuguese. And so Lagoon is very much about the city of Lagos. And so a snapshot of it would be aliens come to the city of Lagos, Nigeria, and things happen because of that.
Basically all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, well.
And then the spirits and the ancestors come out to see what's going on.
Yes, all the people of Nigeria, of that area, come to meet the aliens, come to see what's going on. So when you talk about people, it's not just the human beings. You know, we're talking about the plants, the animals, and the ancestors and spirits. So yes, yes. Mm.
Now, I've read that there's a backstory here, that your decision to write the book also maybe has something to do with your reaction to the science fiction movie District 9.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I saw District 9, watched it with my sisters, and the three of us were all very, we had a very strong reaction. I had a very strong reaction to the film. And
you hated it.
Well, there are parts of it that I actually loved, but there are aspects of it that I absolutely hated. And the main thing that I despised, that I detested, was the portrayal of Nigerians in the film. It was highly bigoted and problematic.
In what way, for people who don't remember?
Well, Nigerians were basically portrayed as criminals, cannibals, thugs, just every single negative you can think of. And they were basically summarily stereotyped. So there was not one Nigerian that was not problematic in the film. And it was very clear because they were referred to as the Nigerians. It was something that just stuck out like a sore thumb in this kind of film. And so when I saw this film, you know, of course, it sparked a very strong reaction within me as a Nigerian, but also it got my wheels turning. It got me thinking about aliens, and then it got me thinking about what would happen if aliens actually landed in Nigeria. And then once I settled on that part of the country in my head, I started thinking, what would be the best place for this to happen? And of course, I thought Lagos.
Why? Why Lagos?
Lagos is... I like to describe it as New York on crack. Everything happens there. There's so much energy, positive and negative. There's just so much coming out of that city. It's the perfect place for an alien invasion to happen, especially as a writer, because writers look for conflict. We look for excitement. We look for just life and energy. And yeah, it was the perfect place to set this story.
I'm curious, so much speculative fiction tends to be rooted in a culture's mythologies. You know, and Africa, of course, is a continent filled with storytellers and so many different rich mythologies. Did you draw on any Nigerian mythology or storytelling traditions in any of this?
Oh, certainly. As I said, that the people that come to meet these aliens when they do come to Lagos are not just the humans, and it's not just, it includes the creatures, it includes animals, plants, and the ancestors and spirits. And so when we're talking spirits, I was drawing from Yoruba mythology and Igbo mythology specifically. We've got masquerades that come up. Masquerades are manifestations of the spirits and the ancestors, and they can come in many shapes and sizes. So we've got one of the greatest masquerades of all masquerades amongst the Igbos named Ijele, who comes and meets the aliens. We've got Papa Legba in there, who is the deity of language and the crossroads, who comes in. Then we've got the road monster, which is more my creation. Well, the road monster is a blend of many things for me, because a lot of times I will blend mythology with other things. And in this case, we've got the road monster, which was one of the things in Nigeria that are most dangerous are the roads. Yeah. The roads are a scary place, and I've always seen those roads as filled with ghosts. Uh-huh. And that's where the road monster came from. Uh-huh. So not to give away too much, but yeah.
Nettie, before you go, you have a brand new book just about to go to press. Can we get a sneak
yes.
peek? What's it about?
Yes, The Book of Phoenix. Now, The Book of Phoenix is a oh, boy, you want to talk about things that you can't categorize. This is The Book of Phoenix is like, people are going to be wondering, is it science fiction? Is it fantasy? What the heck is this?
Does it have a plot?
It does. It has a very, very strong plot. It is the prequel to Who Fears Death. So where my novel Who Fears Death is a post-apocalyptic novel that takes place in Sudan, far in the future. This is set probably about maybe about 100 years from now. And it is about a woman who, okay, there are several towers that are in the United States that are used for scientific experimentation of many different types. And within one of these towers, Tower 7, there's a woman who has been grown named Phoenix. She's only 2 years old, but she looks like she's 40. And she's been happy. And then one day, the man that she loves, who is also one of the experiments in Tower 7, one day he kills himself. And when he does that, she kind of wakes up and starts yearning for her freedom. And so the Book of Phoenix is what happens when she decides that she wants to escape. And a lot happens because of that.
Wow.
So that's, yes, yes. And it starts off in the city of New York, but it does not stay there.
How does it begin? Is there a bit you could read?
Let me see. I think there should be. Let me see if I can grab that. I just finished this, so just a moment. There is no book about me, the voice said. Well, not yet. No matter. I shall create it myself. It's better that way. To tell you my tale, I will use the old African tools of story, spoken words. They're worthier of my trust, and they'll last longer. And during shadowy times, spoken words carry farther than words typed, imaged, or written. My beginnings were in the dark. We all dwelled in the dark, mad scientists and specimen alike. A dear friend of mine would say that this time was when the goddess Anis slept. I call my story The Book of Phoenix. It is reliable and short because it was accelerated.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, wow. Well, I guess we're ending with a beginning. That's a sneak
yes.
peek of Nettie Okorafor's next book, which hasn't even gone to press yet. So you heard it here first. Nettie, thanks you so much for talking.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Nettie Okorafor is the author of a whole bunch of award-winning fantasy and science fiction novels. We were talking about her most recent, which is called Lagoon, but keep an eye out for that next one.